understanding how to use irrigation scheduling, because that right now is kind of the biggest frontier, and where the largest gains of conservation are at is just timing out irrigation regardless how much water you know, just kind of pumping the lake. Well, it has the potential easily to save, you know, 2 inches of water, sometimes more than that, because everybody starts watering too soon, and the main reason they start watering is their neighbors start, and they water too late very often. And you've heard Rick Kellison talk many times about, you know, some guy coming in, what do you think, should I put on another circle? Rick says, you know, all of the data says don't do that, and then they put on another circle of water, then they get rain late in the season, and then they've got regrowth to contend with, and they've got immature cotton that runs their grade. You know, they've got to use this technology, and it's simple to use. We've got it about as easy as it's possible to do on such a complicated site, because irrigation scheduling really at its core doesn't seem like it'd be complicated, but there's so many different issues across any single field that makes it complicated. You've got not only water supply, but you have soil type, you have your crop growth age for that particular date and time, the weather that's coming up, and what all of the irrigation that's been applied and the rainfall that's fallen, and then you have to put all those pieces together and calculate when and how much water. And, you know, you really get down to looking at the predicted evapotranspiration and the heat units that you have, what's already happened to you, and then you have to predict what's happening out in the future. And so you have to use a weather forecast as well as weather data. So it's not just reading yesterday's mail, it's predicting what's going to happen in the future, and then making daily adjustments based on all of that data that's out there and needs to be crunched. Truth of the matter is most producers don't feel like they have time, and I don't think they have time. But there are tools out there that can do that for them. They just have to use it. It really gets down to what is the value of 2 inches of water to them? Just conserving the resource? Well, that should be a pretty big value. But just the cost of utilizing that resource is pretty high. I mean, if you look at just a minimum of $10 an inch for most producers across the South Plain, you know, it costs them $10 per acre per inch. So 2 inches worth on a quarter section circle is worth $2,440.